It is here 100.9's Jimmy Nathan. He's a friend of the show, Australian comedian, actor, writer, radio, television presenter. You might know him from our very own Husey, Ed and Aaron. And Have You Been Paying Attention, which is officially back for season 9. Please welcome Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, great to be here, guys. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure. I mean, I'm here to talk about what happened to Denise Drysdale on Holy Moly.
Don't want to talk about, have you been, nah, done that.
She's in her 70s and she's just trying to grab the hand of a gopher dressed as a scientist. She's gone down on her shoulder. I mean, this is not the way to treat a lady in her 70s who is an Australian television icon, who is a semi-regular host on Studio 10. And I know that you guys are going to support me in the March for Denise, which is coming up nationwide on the 14th of July.
It is why we've got you on.
We believe that they've done this on purpose. They've gone out to injure her.
Finally! Yeah. The truth! Finally! Someone play a bomb sound effect. Just type the word, do it. No, not your crappy one. I want... No, not that. No, not that. I want the prop... Boom! I want... Go on, in the computer. Not the Wilhelm scream. I don't want that. I want the proper bomb sound effect. That warranted it.
All right, let's see if I can find one here. I've got bomb whistle. What's this? These are all...
We're finding it.
And don't...
No, that's...
What is that?
What is that? Just the air conditioner. And don't play the intro for Beat the Bomb, otherwise people are going to call.
131060.
Oh... That's a smoke bomb.
Yeah, that was all right.
It's gone.
That'll do us. That'll do us. big topics. Yeah, tell you no, what, it's big topics, isn't it? Yeah, it's big topics.
I mean, that's all that we're all covering. We're covering it. We know they injured it on purpose. You, Husey, and Aaron are covering it.
We're going to do Drysdale July just because.
Oh, well done. That's wonderful. I'll be stealing that. Drysdale July. That's mine now. We all heard me say it first.
Yeah, Ed came up. No, who's with Hobart, mate? You're going to take the rest of Australia.
Look. I'm in town in a couple of weeks. In all seriousness, I'm got a gig hosting a sweet gig for my very good friends at Mitsubishi. And if I've got the company wrong, then I apologise. But So I appreciate the opportunity to come on and plug my personal sponsors. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we'll have to make sure we get you on for the Mitsubishi gear as well. Absolutely.
No, I mean some of the work they're doing is staggering.
It's phenomenal. Like if you're going to get a car, get yourself a Mitsubishi.
Oh, what a feeling, Mitsubishi.
Hey. Don't do that.
Don't ruin it for us.
Don't get us in trouble. So anyway, I was like, yeah, and they were like, whatevs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
That was my audition for Byron Bays. They rang me up. They go, we're doing a show about influencers in Byron Bay. And I was like, what? And they were like, do you want to meet? I was like, no.
Is this a bit? Is
it? No, I'm just saying the truth, guys. We're doing bombshells. I thought this segment's called Bombshell. 131060, call us up with a personal bombshell or something that you had no idea was the truth, and you just go, my goodness.
Now look at the bloody phones. Look what you've done.
I know, yeah. I've been asking people to call all show, nothing. Ed comes on, lights up.
Well, it's Beat the Bomb and then your own bombshells. Beat the Bomb. Here's a new radio segment. Right. Give me a sound effect. I've just come up with a new segment. Yeah. Here we go. Give me a sound effect. No, I hate that one. I actually hate that sound of it. Give me something else.
What about this?
All right. Yeah, it's like a start of a round. Ready?
Yeah.
It's called new radio segment. It's called Beat the Bombshell, right? People, you record a story. People call, a listener calls up and records a crazy story in their life. And then I found out that my auntie was really my mum, right? Yeah. But at the crucial moment of the bombshell, you pause and you see if other people can guess what it was going to be. My God. Beat the Bombshell. Brought to you by Mitsubishi.
What if they tell their story and then you have to call up with an even better story? You have to beat their bombshell.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That deserves this.
How's this brainstorming? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm on the listener app most days. Do you know what I mean? I'm just getting,
there's such a selection. You've got Husey and Aaron, you've got the Jimmy and A show.
Yeah.
Others.
ETC.
Download it, guys. Take it wherever you go.
So, goodness sake.
Ed, do you want to start this interview? Or
That was it. Surely that was it. That was a lot of fun.
Nice. Guys, check it out. Have been paying attention.
Oh, yeah, that's on. That's on. I normally win because the others are so stupid. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I don't even know why anyone else is there. Ed wins every week. The points don't matter.
It does. Actually, but my parents are avid watchers of this show, Ed. Good. And they were like, why does Ed win every single time? Like, because everyone else
dumb.
Sucks.
Yeah, because they're dumb. Like, some of the dumbest people
who
ever
assembled. Who do you think the dumbest contestant you've had on is?
Oh, it's Sam. It's Sam Payne. Like,
can I ask, I think, I mean, like, love him. We've had him on the show. Glenn Robbins, he has to be up there as well.
Well, Glenn came on one day and his big bit, he goes, I got a bit, guys, I got a bit. And Glenn's an all-time, you know, legend of the industry. Got a bit, mate, I got a bit. I'm like, oh, Glenn's bit, this will be good. Yeah. And then his bit was to take his seniors card out and tell everyone that he qualified for a seniors card, which was funny.
Yeah.
But when he did it, as he went to do it, he managed to drop it. And so, and it went in between his name tag, his nameplate, and a light. And so the bit about him being a senior caused a senior moment where he lost his senior's card. And we had to stop the show while we fished out his senior's card.
Oh, Glenn's favourite bit is just to walk off set.
Yeah, I know, I love that too. But that's also because he needs, you know, his bladder's not what it used to be. He needs...
You know, he's probably walking off set into his brand new Mitsubishi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a great vehicle. I mean, oh, God, I hope that's who I'm doing in this role.
done. Okay,
always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for paying attention. It is back. Good on you, Ed. Thanks for joining us.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.